Good morning, everybody. Tried to get my voice back, yeah. Just as we continue, actually, we're not the worship and the preaching from the prayer meeting to the worship and teaching isn't necessarily three different things, but it's a continuation. And as we continue, let's just posture our hearts in this moment, and as we've been singing about Jesus, I just felt this would be a good moment to jump into just what's on my heart, or our heart as elders. So for the next three Sundays, we felt to just revisit our values. So there's three core values. Is there anybody that can tell me what those three values are? Abide, belong, and contribute. And so this morning I'm going to speak about abiding in Jesus. And because this is the one we came here for. This is the one we are singing about. This is the one that it's all about. Amen. Maybe you can just put up that scripture, please. It's John 15, verse 4 to 5. Got it? Okay. It says, abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. Apart from me, you can do nothing. So it's, we are called to abide in him. So then normally so when I joined the church a few years ago now, I think it was 2012 or somewhere, I came from a place where I didn't know anything about Jesus. I didn't know anything about church. And I remember still stepping into a corporate prayer meeting. And yeah, like some of you might still remember Cassie. He's quite a passionate prayer guy. And they're praying these words. Just, Jesus, you're so beautiful. And we abide in you and we behold you. And these, in my mind, I guess my big Afrikaans actually, that words was quite like, they're singing to this person, and they're telling him these things. I understand something has happened in my heart, but I'm not sure these words. And so abide can sometimes feel like that type of word. Like, what does abide even mean? Like, so if we just search what does abide mean, it means to remain, to stay, to dwell, to make your home in. Abide is to remain stable or fixed in a state of being. Abide is not just a once-off thing. It's a continual thing. And the one dictionary or book, it says it's a continuation, to continue to stay in that place. Now, for us to be able to abide in Jesus, the first step is you need to be born again. Otherwise, you can't abide if you're not born again. You cannot truly abide in Jesus unless you are first born again. It says in John 3, verse 3, very truly I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God unless they are born again. If anyone is in Christ, remaining, If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. So now you've been born again. So now you are a citizen of heaven. Maybe you are here this morning and you've not been born again. Today is a good day. Today is a good day. Now, but for us who have been born again, we are now citizens of heaven. I think sometimes we forget these things. And now you are a citizen of heaven. However, we are still in this world. And this is where I believe abiding is key. Because we've been born again. Now we are a citizen of heaven, but we are still living in this world, so we are still facing different things. So, but we need to be abiding in Jesus. So for me, I'll just read this for you. David, maybe you can stand here quickly. So for me, when I gave my heart to the Lord, not to David, but to the Lord, he's just representing him at the moment. I gave my heart to him, and in a sense, I come and I anchor myself with him. And then now I'm a citizen of heaven. I abide in the vine. But now I'm still living in this world, and sometimes what happens is we drift. If we are not abiding, we drift because there's things of the world that tries to distract us, that tries to steal, kill and destroy. And that's why abiding is in a sense bringing yourself the whole time here to Christ. We abide in the vine because this is where the true life is. Thanks, David. Hallelujah. If you're not anchored at Jesus, you will drift. I've experienced it myself before. I've seen it in many people's lives. I can see it. And it's normally not a quick. It's normally very slowly. Very slowly. And then you hear these types of talk from people's mouths, which says like, yeah, the Here is fair. God is far. Or all of a sudden, you can see it in the fruits of the Spirit. The kindness, the love, the patience, the perseverance, all these type of things starts to this is so akirati. So but the abiding brings us back to Him. And this is a daily abiding in Him. So in my relationship with Jesus, what I find by Him while I'm abiding in Him, while I'm remaining in Him, while I'm searching for Him, I find love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. I find my eternal purpose. This is the place where I change. This is where my mind gets renewed. Where I don't conform to the pattern of this world. This is the one-on-one. This is the place where a beautiful exchange happens. So for me, abiding, it's sometimes like a type of like when you are eating and you are like you're indulging in this good food for our hearts. It's the place of transformation. It's the place where I get filled. Abiding for me is like it's this when the Spirit, you allow the Spirit to work in you. You give Him these things and He gives you other things. He takes things and He changes us the whole time. He reveals Jesus to us. In this place is where I find my feet on the rock. Wanneer dit moeilik gaan op buite. When I face difficult challenges, personal or in the business world or families or just outside in the street sometimes. It's where I find my feet on the rock, where I dwell in the shelter of the Most High and abide in the shadow of the Almighty. Constantly here by Him. The good news is that He gives us His Spirit. That's why you need to be born again. He gives us the Holy Spirit to help us, to comfort us, to guide us, to teach us. And abiding, it sets my mind on the things of heaven, on the things of above. Because how easy is it to conform back into the pattern of the world and the way of thinking, the way of doing things. We are not just here to live a life and work and try to save up and retire and die. That's not why we are here. What does the Bible say about abiding? I'll read the scripture for us again. Abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself, unless it abides in the vine, neither can you. Unless you abide in me, apart from me, you can do nothing. When we abide in Him, life flows. The Word, the Bible, it shapes us if we are eating it. So you can be reading it, but you need to take it in. His Spirit strengthens us. This is the place where we grow in intimacy with the Lord. This is where we get to know Jesus. Do you know Jesus? Do you really know Him? Do you know the Father? For truly one day, all of us will stand before Him. Do you really know Him? Abiding is staying connected to Jesus, like a branch stays connected to the vine. So who do we abide in? We abide in Jesus. He is the true vine. He's the Lord. He's the Savior. He's our Master. He's our Shepherd. He's our first love. He's our life, our source, our strength. Without Him, we wither away. Slowly but surely, we will drift. Practical ways we can abide is reading the Word, of course. Let the Scripture shape our thinking and decisions. It says, if you remain in me and my Word, in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. So it's the Word, reading the Word. Then there's prayer and worship. I normally like to take these two together. In Psalms there it says, rejoice always, pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances. For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. So sometimes it sounds so simple. It says, rejoice always. Wanneer dit goed gaan of wanneer dit sleg gaan. Pray, when must you pray? Continually. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. We enter His presence with thanksgiving and praise. And the abiding, as we practice to abide in Him, it becomes, it keeps you here by Him. So then the Lord is close. So for instance, sometimes we have prayer meetings, or not sometimes, every Wednesday morning we have prayer meetings. And it's literally, we can say two words. We can start praying just, Jesus come, and then we're ready, it feels like we are in heaven. It's quick. But it's quick because there's been an abiding in the secret place. But if it's not abiding there, then it feels like, yes, so the Here is hier in die kamer. Maybe you've been here this morning and you're like, yes, see, this is dalk nie so goed vandag nie. Maybe you haven't experienced Him during worship. Have you been abiding in Him? Because then you are close. Then you don't have to be coming from this point, first coming close. You're already here. Although He can quickly get you from there to there, very quickly. It's not just abiding, it's not just a Sunday thing. Okay, so we had the word, prayer and worship. The other one that I put in here is obedience. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love. Just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in His love. If you remain in Him, He will remain in you. And then the fifth one I put here is fellowship. Walking with others who also abide in Christ. Because sometimes you can be abiding by yourself, but it's good for us to be with one another like this, so we can abide together. Because the Lord is showing you something, but in my heart, like, I want to see what He's showing you. So it's good for us to be together. In Hebrews it says, and let us consider how we may spur one another on towards love and good deeds. Not giving up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another. And all the more as you see the day approaching closer and closer. The day is coming. The day is coming. I'm saying this is a call to abide in Him. Abide in Him. I always say in our company, we call it, we double check things. And in my abiding with the Lord, I try to double check, like, you see, if I feel maybe far away, like, whoa, just double check, like, how has my abiding been during the past week, maybe. Why is it good for us to abide? Because then we bear much fruit. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness. It's good for us to abide. Our prayers become effective. We live in love and joy. We glorify God with our lives. What happens when we don't abide in Jesus? We wither away spiritually. We become fruitless. Without abiding, we may still look religious, but there will be no real transformation. No love, no power, no eternal fruit. We open ourselves to being cut off. It says such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire and burned. If we don't abide in Him, we become vulnerable to the enemy. Like sheep wandering from its shepherd. We become easy prey for temptations, deceptiveness, the enemy's plots and schemes. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. And I said, that means no matter how successful we look outwardly, without abiding, our love, our lives have no eternal weight. Everything in the Christian life flows from abiding. Without Him, we can do nothing. And this is Jesus we are talking about, that we can abide in Him. So this morning, and just ending here actually, so I don't want to go in too much further detail. The encouragement is to abide in Him. This is one of our values. This will keep you face to face with Him. How is your abiding going? Can you ask yourself that question? How is your abiding going? So maybe you are here this morning and you don't know Jesus at all, so you can't abide. And there's an open invitation for you to respond to the gospel, to the good news that Jesus is alive. But then also for those, maybe you're sitting here and you're feeling a bit far away. If maybe you're feeling, maybe Jesus is far away, I want to say He's right here. He's close. I think even as we can sing another song and just use that song in a sense as a time of abiding in Him. Just as we did now during worship. But let Him move in your heart in this moment. Hallelujah. Amen.